Chapter 13. Sorry, Mom.
You know that little bone in the front part of your shoulder? The collarbone? Did you know that you can break that bone with just 7 pounds of pressure? We didn't know that either, but we found out when we let our little brother Greg play football with us. Well, it wasn't exactly football. It was a game we called Slaughter Ball.
Let's go play Slaughter Ball!
One person would throw the ball up in the air, the rest of us would try and catch it, and then once you caught it, you'd have to run around and try not to get slaughtered by everybody else. It was a great game because you got to smash into a lot of people and end up in a giant pile completely squashing the ball carrier.
Get off me!
Greg was kind of tall and a bit scrawny. He was one of the youngest guys, and his bones must have still been growing because one time we were playing Slaughter Ball and everyone jam-packed on the ball carrier, and Greg got squished somewhere in there, and something more than 7 pounds must have squished him because his collarbone cracked. We took him home and said,
"Sorry, Mom, we broke Greg."
There's not much doctors can do for a cracked collarbone. They just wrap you up in a sling that makes you look like you're wearing shoulder pads. Then you wait, heal itself. Greg's collarbone got good at healing itself. I think we broke him 3 or 4 times.
Ow, 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 ow.
We didn't mean to. It just happened playing Slaughter Ball, Jam Pile, or Swing Jump, or Bicycle Demolition Derby. Which explains why we have a lot of pictures of Greg looking like a third grade pro football player.